Hey, everybody. Sorry, I'm a little late. I got caught up chatting with Savannah Hernandez, who is here with us today, you know, because it is Wednesday and that's when you
Wednesday.
Join me.
What's up, what guys? Up,
Wednesday? Savannah Wednesday Hernandez. That's what I call her.
That's my name.
I don't call her that. That's a lie. I just lied to you guys. Sorry. I don't do it. But when I do, it's calling Savannah Wednesday Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Hey. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to the show, Savannah.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Welcome to the Kriegel Show. It's always been the Kriegel Show. And today we're going to be talking about the U.S. on fire, although it seems like it's more than the U.S.
The
world's on fire right now.
I feel like if the U.S. is on fire, the rest of the world kind of follows suit. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah,
I was telling you before, sorry, guys, we're a minute late because I was just telling Adam about my feelings regarding what's going on. You know, it's only Wednesday and I feel like it's been 2 weeks of just nonstop news since Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. And not only is it nonstop news, you can't even talk about it. You have to pick and choose how you even talk about this stuff because, I mean, you and I both, you've been removed twice. You just got you were telling me Parler just got nuked.
Yeah, I went to go to Parler last week, and it's been 404 bad gateway error sign every single time I've gone into the Parler website. And it just hasn't been up. And it was funny because we were talking about, you know, just kind of sometimes not wanting to continue on with social media because it's like you get excited about it, you get the followers, and then it just gets banned. So, you know, I originally had the Twitter ban, which was my biggest platform, and then Parler was my second biggest. And then the entire website got nuked. So what's going on?
What did you have, like 120, 130,000 followers on Twitter?
122 on Twitter.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of followers.
It was essentially, I feel like too, for reporters, it's kind of like, hey, this is my credibility in the regards to the amount of people who trust me to follow me for news.
True.
So my entire, you know, journalism resume was deleted. That was fun.
Yeah. It's really lame too. Cause I mean, I was following you for
That's how we met on Twitter, huh?
Yeah, before you got booted off. And it's like you were just on the ground taking video of things that were just happening in front of you. And you were posting it and saying, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. But you made the mistake of being retweeted by the president.
Very, very bad. Very
100%
bad.
Your fault. You got retweeted because your content was just that good. The president was like, I'm going to retweet this.
And then
banned.
Yeah.
Were you banned like a week later or something? Not even?
Yeah, I think it was a couple. Yeah, it was a good week later. And like I said, I know it was because of the retweet, because another big Trump account that had gotten retweeted by the president in the same time frame also got banned without reason. So that was a lot of fun.
It's ridiculous, man. Mm-hmm. Anything that any narrative that's being pushed out there, they just they don't like it. They don't like people talking about it. Even I mean, Washington Post said my show is extreme. Like, I'm some sort of an extremist. Did you hear about this?
No.
Mm-hmm. Washington Post put out an article. They interviewed me and totally scrapped the interview and said, Adam Krigler's show is an extremist show. All he talks about is the election.
Dude, see, that's why I won't even talk to reporters because, you know, on the phone, it sounds like you're going to have a nice, unbiased, just you're talking to a reporter. They're going to report on what you're saying. But NPR did the same thing to me and they kind of wrote it as a hit piece. So I was like, okay, forget you guys. I don't want to talk to journalists anymore. I don't want to talk to reporters. And that's absolutely ridiculous, Adam, because you have the most chill show I've ever watched in my life. And sometimes I feel
I try to keep it chill.
Dude, I feel like more chilled out when I come on your show too, because I'm like, Adam's so chill and I just gotta match the chillness. So to call you extreme is like, hey, what?
I'm extremely chill. Is that what they meant?
They forgot to add the word chill though. They just forgot.
Maybe that's what it is. They forgot publications, they could omit a word on accident.
It was just an accident that they omitted, you know, 10 times throughout the article. No big deal.
Someone just asked in chat, why would I talk to them? I have an answer. Because I knew that they were going to do that. Because I wanted to confirm personally, having it be me. I want to know exactly, because I know exactly what I said on the interview.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was the one interviewed. And then I watched and I saw the article come out and I did a segment on it on my show and I broke it down. And I'm like, Here they say this. This is what I said. This is what they're claiming. You guys know, you watch my show the most, everyone out there. You guys know that this is not an extremist show. It's ridiculous.
We were talking about rockets last Wednesday. Like, I'm sorry, talking about Chinese rockets is now the new alt-right? Okay, that's cool.
I mean, everything's alt-right. Yeah. They're claiming the quartering is alt-right, which is insanity. Like, that dude is not, he's pretty centrist, I feel. Dude,
speaking of him, it's so funny you brought him up because I'm actually recording an episode with him, which will be out shortly. I'm super excited.
I saw the segment, you guys, with the baby masks.
Oh my, wasn't it good? It was
You guys all had the face masks? Dude. Hold on. Where do I find this real quick?
Okay, go to the Slightly Offensive YouTube channel. And while you're looking that up, so basically Elijah sends me crazy videos all the time. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, what new crazy thing has Elijah sent me? So he sends me this video of the babies and the masks. And I'm like, dude, we have to open the show with face masks like this baby. And he was like, oh my gosh, yes. And it was so funny because, and if any of your viewers watch South Park, the face masks on Elijah's face made him look like a Canadian. Cause when he talked, his whole like face was like, it was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is so good. Hold on. It's about to kick into high gear. Cause you're about to see Elijah wearing this mask.
So he basically comes in and he's like, who would do that to a baby?
And he said, you don't even know who my guest is. I was like, that's Jeremy from The Quartering. Come on.
Dude.
Of course, I didn't see the full episode. I just saw a clip posted on Twitter and I just thought it was so good.
That's all you needed to see. Oh, wait, that was the best part of the show.
I still have to show everyone you because you were, where are you? Wait, hold on. I gotta find you. There's a.
Do you know, I know. I had to make sure to switch it perfectly to where I went to Elijah and then to Jeremy and then to me, like all three of us at once. Just
wait
like
for it.
Yep.
Boom.
Like, who would do that to a baby? I can't believe it.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh. That is so funny. Would do that to a baby though?
Exactly. Like, it's like what? It's like you see that type of stuff, and it's like all we can do is laugh at this point because it's so. It's actually so sad that you'd put, you know, your baby in a little face mask with cut out holes, but we just had to laugh at it, man.
What if someone in chat just said that was that's better than SNL. I agree. Who's the producer of that show?
I don't know. Same.
Whoever that is, whoever's the producer of that show, bravo. Dude. Oh, that's you, Savannah.
I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank my dad. I'd like to thank Adam for, you know, teaching me to always be myself and to be chill.
There it is. That's whoa. That's extreme talk right there, girl.
Okay.
Extremely
chill talk.
Sound like some sort of an extremist.
Oh gosh. All day, every day. We wake up and we're just extreme. High octane all the time.
If I'm extreme, then Elijah is like supernova.
That's what I'm saying, Adam. You're like the human version of the peace sign, bro. Like, what the hell?
Thank you.
Like, I just don't even understand what's going on in this country anymore.
I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors, right? It's it's distraction. Like, look that way. Pay attention to that.
Please like ignore right the now. Burning down, destroyed country. Like, please look this way instead.
Everyone focus on Liz Cheney. Mm-hmm. They're trying to cancel Liz Cheney.
Oh my
gosh. All those people that talk against cancel culture, how dare they cancel this person? Okay, Liz Cheney still has her Twitter accounts, both her official and her personal. She's still in government. She wasn't deleted. She wasn't canceled at all. They removed her from a seat that they had every right to do so. Am I right?
Yeah. 100%. I'm sure she'll have a you know, lucrative career on CNN within the next couple of weeks as well. So it's really funny because the left is always like, oh, the right's canceling people. And it's like, no, we are removing them from a position where they didn't stand for the party or their constituents. That's much different than destroying someone's entire life.
Yeah, like booting someone from Twitter with 122,000 followers. Ruining some credibility there. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this too soon? Too close?
Hey, at least I'm not like Mike Lindell, though, who like got a pillow kicked out of a store because of his political leanings. You know what I mean? It's like we reached that point.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's so bad.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then the good pillow competitor that just basically grifted off of it
and failed. That's my favorite.
He was like, I'm going to walk away from this because. it sucks.
Dude, my favorite thing on Twitter was how everyone was just roasting David Hogg after he was like, I will pay a graphic designer $200 to design a logo for our multi-billion dollar company. And I was like,
it's like,
what?
You realize it's the conservatives that spend money, right? It's the they're the ones who like buy stuff more often than not. Well, sucks for you. It's failed pillow now. That's where we're at.
Failed pillow.
Yeah, I mean, let me pull up your Gab post, because this really says it really well. Biden has been in office for a little over 100 days, and rockets are being fired at Israel and from Israel. Mm-hmm. China is calling for Beijing to missile strike Australia if they aid the U.S. North Korea and Russia are laughing at us. Okay, I'm fairly certain it's more than just those two countries that are laughing
at us. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, okay? Definitely.
Businesses can't function because no one wants to work. Absolutely true. There are food, gas, and supply shortages. Our intelligence agencies / military are more focused on their sexuality than their job. Did you see that commercial for the Army?
Unfortunately. Wait, for the Army, not the CIA? The Army?
No, the Army. I know what you're talking about, the CIA. Girl, I'm sorry to have to tell you this. It's so bad.
Don't do it to me. My heart can't handle it.
All right. I'm not even going to play it. I could pull it up, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to explain it. It's basically this girl. It's like a cartoon they have of this girl who's like, I grew up in California, and my two lesbian mothers like really showed me how to stand up for my rights. And I marched, and I feel like I've been fighting for rights since I was a child. And one of my mothers was in a terrible accident and proved to me that she could rise above and walk again. And now I joined a sorority of solid girls, and one of them is climbing Mount Everest. The other one's studying abroad in Spain. Well, I want to make my mark, and I'm going to join the Army to smash stereotypes. End scene. No joke, that is a commercial for the U.S. Army right now. Dude, tell me again, who's making fun of us?
And you know what? I was talking to my friend because he's currently enlisted in the military. And I was asking him, you know, are things really as bad as we're seeing it? And he was like, oh, yeah, totally. The Marines actually conducted a study, because he was telling me basically how it was under Obama's administration that West Point cadets were basically, it was required course learning that they were doing, what's it called? Critical race theory type learning. Ugh. And it was required courses. So it was under Obama that this deterioration of the military started. And he was saying that the Marines decided to conduct like an 8-month long study of women in different units versus men in different units and how well they were able to achieve certain actions. And they found that the women were getting, injured at a higher rate, that they were not able to achieve tasks as quickly when the women were involved. And then the Obama administration was like, oh yeah, well, this is a really sexist study, so we're not going to acknowledge it.
It's a sexist study that was just accurate and an seemingly unbiased, like, this is just the facts that we found. Well, those facts are definitely sexist.
It's like, biologically a man can lift more than a woman can. That's pretty sexist to say. Look, hands hold.
Dare you say this?
I know.
I actually just read an article yesterday on the show about how the Army conducted basically that study, and they're saying, well, 60% of women in the Army can't do this new physical fitness test, where 6% of men can't do it. Oh, yeah. It must be sexist. Or that should be the standard of people that are going out and could potentially get killed if they can't do the job.
Dude, that's what I was saying to my friend. I was like, aren't we kind of just setting up women to go out and die in battle more? Because if they're not able to achieve these tasks, you know, in a safe environment, if you're out on the battlefield, I feel like we're just putting women more at risk to die at this point, which feels like it's counterintuitive to like women's rights and the women's movement. I mean, yeah, if you want to go and fight in a war, like, so be it. But also, like, you do have to acknowledge that men and women are different, and men are better at some things, women are better at some things, and that's how we are made.
Yep, exactly. You mentioned critical race theory, and I have to share this because it is freaking dead on. All right, this woman. Let me back it up. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream. The face shield.
My four little children. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin,
boom,
but by the content of their character.
Yes.
Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate.
Thank you.
Supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action in a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
That was awesome.
Thank you. And she referenced Martin Luther King, who talked about that. Yep. Do not be critical of something someone cannot change. A characteristic like the color of your skin should not be how we judge people, period. And that's what critical race theory is. Thanks to Carlin, she basically let me know. State-sanctioned racism, that's what critical race theory is, and that's what we're seeing in the army, in the government, in all sorts of other stuff. And this is awesome.
100%. What state was this in?
Let me see. Where I'm not sure exactly where this from.
Because that's great.
It was a school board meeting. I don't know where to find it. I just found it on. Of course, Christopher Rufo is the one who called it state-sanctioned racism, and he, of course, he's like, "Who is this? Please let me get in touch. Let me see if someone." I don't know. I don't know if anyone answered here, but
That's awesome, though. I'm really glad that parents are finally standing up to this,
right?
Because you know, that's what it takes. There's also a really big protest, I believe, in Orange County. And that was in regards to, I think it was like a face mask thing. But more importantly, like, I like the fact that the American people, like we just saw in this video, are standing up for what they believe in. They're pushing back against all of this government mandated nonsense, whether it's education, whether it's regarding, you know, our health, like people are pushing back. And that's what we need more and more is for people to speak out.
Exactly. Self-accountability. Like, even Ohio, well, hold on, I found this tweet. Governor Mike DeWine says all COVID-19 health orders will be lifted on June 2nd. And then he, quote, says, "It comes a time when individual responsibility must take over." Must take over. That needs to be ever present always.
Yeah.
When did we lose self-accountability? Individual responsibility? That's what we've been arguing for. People to be accountable for their own actions, period. When did we lose that? And when state sanctioned anything, everything? Oh, the state will take care of us. Well, you got to take care of yourself. You got to worry about your own life, your own actions. All of these things are just people going, pass the buck.
Exactly. And I think, too, in regards to like the face masks, for example, that was one of the best marketing campaigns for blaming other people for your fears, insecurities, and health issues.
True.
You know what I mean? Because it was like, oh, well, I'm obese, so you have to wear a face mask. And it's like, how about you just stop eating McDonald's every day, bro?
Ooh, spicy take, Savannah.
Sorry.
But hey,
someone had to say it.
Newsflash. Man, I can't even say some of the stuff. Say, like, I've said stuff on my show that YouTube has literally deleted my shows because of what I was about to say. I can't even say what I want to say, but I will just go ahead and say being obese is unhealthy. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, it's unhealthy to be obese. It's unhealthy. I'm not saying be a twig, you know, but being obesity is not a healthy thing. Obesity means you are overweight, beyond overweight. That's not healthy.
Right. And did you see there was a new article that came out too? It was either the Wall Street Journal or Forbes. But doctors are now seeing their young patients again for the first time in a year, you know, post lockdown. And yeah. they're saying that there has been a huge rise in obesity rates in children. And they're seeing they're seeing young children who are diabetic now, who are already like dealing with all of these like these conditions that you should not be seeing in young children, but because of the lockdowns, because the children are not able to go out and exercise, play, you know, we didn't put them in schools, they weren't doing PE, the obesity rates in children, therefore their health has just increased exponentially. And it's very sad. And of course, we're not focused in on that, you know?
Yep. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, exactly. And then we're forcing them to wear masks too, even though the numbers, I'll just say that, even though statistically speaking, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. And someone in chat's yelling at me like, oh, that's why you're in the USA. You should be able to say what you want. I agree with you, but I'm on a platform that I don't pay for. Right. It's a free service and it's now part of my livelihood. So I hope you can understand why I am careful with the things that I say, right?
Adam, one of my followers commented this, though, and I do want to get your thoughts on it. Okay. They basically said that while YouTube, Facebook, Instagram are private companies, being a private company doesn't give you the right to infringe on people's First Amendment rights. What are your thoughts on that take?
Okay, I agree. And even look at Twitter, look at the case that they've got against John Doe. They're citing Section 230. You know, they're not liable, even though they're now picking and choosing what is allowed on their platforms. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they've removed people. They removed you, Savannah. Why? Because they're choosing that your stuff was too extreme. Even though I followed your content, you only posted what was actually happening. You weren't saying this is happening and then giving some spicy take on it, some crazy opinion. Mm-hmm. You were literally just, and you were very clear on it. I just say what was happening right in front of me in the video. They didn't like that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my favorite part about video too. It's like, it's very, very difficult to try and take out of context what's happening when the people are viewing it with their own two eyes. Like, granted, you know, people do deceptively edit things, but it's like, that was the great, like the beauty of live tweeting was being like, this is what's happening right now on the ground. And I'm not editing it. Like, here's 2 minutes of raw footage. You form your own opinions on it. But again, like, we're not allowed to do that anymore. We're not allowed to see that. And America, where you at?
Right.
Where did our freedoms go?
Yo, I would love to not have to worry about, censoring myself, because I admit that I do, but I have to. I'm not a part of some big, huge company. I am setting out. I have set out by myself. Right. And I will continue to do so. Right. And I now have to worry about that. Okay. Yeah. I'm on Odyssey. You want to go check out the videos that were deleted? You can. Go check out my Odyssey channel, right? And maybe I'll move there eventually so that I can be free to talk how I want. But they're still getting things set up. It's not YouTube right now. Yeah. I have a channel on YouTube with a large presence. And if YouTube yeets me, then they do it. And I'll move to a different channel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll deal with that as it happens.
That's what I want people to realize as well, too, is... because I was very, very hardcore in regards to just, I'm going to say whatever I want because I'm 100% against self-censorship. And I still do live by those same standards today. But in saying that, I know that if you live out that way, like, for example, you know, I work for Blaze TV right now. So it's not like if I lose my YouTube channel, I won't be able to pay my bills. Right. Whereas this is your livelihood. So I feel like people do need to understand that, like, unless you're backed by a network, unless you have millions of dollars, you know, unless you have the money to pay for your free speech at this point, because that's what we have to do in this country. You have to pay for your free speech. I'm currently building a website because all of my footage got deleted and I'm not allowed to talk about certain issues that are affecting this country because I have to pay for my free speech and I have to build the infrastructure for it because it does not exist on these platforms.
Yep. I mean, that's what Trump's doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing his posts all the time now on Twitter.
Same. Did you see how he was roasting Joe Biden? He was like, "Did Hunter was Hunter Biden put in charge of the
gas
shortages?" And I was like,
"That was so brutal."
Oh my
gosh! Of course, he kind of dunked on his son a little bit, because his son called out Joe Biden being like Carter, and how they're both failures. Mm-hmm. And then everyone freaked out, and then some people ran with it. And then Trump said, who's comparing him to Carter? Carter failed, but Biden's actually making us fail. He's making it worse. So he's worse than that. And I was like, damn, your son tried to compare him, and you basically said, no, he's way worse.
Like, he's like, don't disrespect Carter like that. And I was like, oh.
I know. It's like, dude, you could have called him first.
Trump is such a savage. I really do miss him. Like, again, yeah. Too, like there's moments where I'm critical of him, but then there's moments when I see him, like, for example, there was like a derby race, and I guess one of the horses was on, I don't know, horse steroids, and Trump was like, "That horse is a junkie," and I was like, "Damn, I really miss tweets like that. Like, that's hilarious. Like, who the hell called the horse a junkie?
They should have named him Hunter."
Yeah. I'm like, Trump's brain is just so unique, man. I miss it. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. Well, he'll be back. You know, he's nothing can keep that man down.
What a guy. What a guy.
His family is they're a strong family. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch my deep dive on his family?
Nope, but I need to. I'm going to add it to the list of things. I have like a long list of documentaries I need to watch, and that's on the list now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. All right. I want to tell you about this word because I think you're going to love it.
Okay. Perfect. What is
this? This is great. All right. I discovered this yesterday thanks to my YouTube or my Discord. Shout out to my Discord. It's called bigoteering. All right. Don't be a bigoteer. This is from the Urban Dictionary. Bigoteer, the act of labeling a person racist, sexist, or something like it ist in situations where these are not warranted in an attempt to exploit the stigmas accompanying such labels and force the opponent to spend time and energy explaining why he or she is not a bigot. Is that not glorious?
I like it. I like it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because...
we definitely needed a word for that. And
now we have it. Bigoteer.
Now we have it.
Don't be a bigoteer. Hashtag don't be a bigoteer. Let's make that trend. Let's make it a real thing. Bigoteer. Don't be a bigoteer. You can call people that now because I know people that do that. Okay? Oh, yeah. I see it almost daily on the internet.
Dude, I have this one guy, and this is a grown man who's obsessed with calling me a racist on every single one of my Instagram posts, some black guy. And I'm just like, okay, like, good for you. And I had blocked his first account because it was just like constant. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like this is mentally unhealthy for you to be on my page every single day, screaming racism into the sky. When, you know, my last video, I was talking about the gas shortages, and he was like, "Glad you're taking a break from being a racist, you bigot." And I was like, oh, so you're a bigoteer. Now I have a word for it.
Yes, yes. Now, it's interesting. You said you blocked their first account. Yeah. Now, that also is not cancel culture. Yeah. Okay, people are like, whoa, see, if you're for free speech, it's like, okay, there's a difference from taking their account away, removing them from the ability of having an account completely, like what they did to you, Sav, or to Trump, or what they did to Cheney, which she still has all her stuff. She can still post, or what you did to that guy. Dude, I'm blocking you. Like, you don't get access to me. Just because you have freedom of speech doesn't mean you have the right to my attention or my page.
Exactly.
I get to choose who has access to me.
And that's my thing. Mike Cernovich, he actually posted something that was kind of profound and it stuck with me. And he was like, powerful people pay for critiques. They don't get them, you know, they don't pay attention to critiques from people on the internet that are unwarranted.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I really like that actually, because I'm all about critiquing. But if you're just openly calling me a racist and there's no backing to it, it's like, let's have a constructive conversation. But if your whole life goal is going to be to bully me on my own platform, like, I'm not going to stand for it. And it takes a lot for me to block somebody because, again, I am very pro free speech. But it's like you said, there's a difference between free speech and then just like actively bullying somebody for no reason. And I'm just like, bro, get out of here.
Right. I mean, there's a difference between critiquing somebody and being a, for lack of a better word,
a hater,
a big dick.
Yeah, like exactly.
Being rude, being someone who's just there to just like stab you in the back or in their face. Like, you know, it's like, okay, sure. You know, you have your right to say what and think whatever you want, but I have the right to not see what you have to say. Mm-hmm. That's me going, I'm good. You can go F off. Bye-bye.
Exactly, bye-bye. Because that's my thing. It's like I'm 100% for the critiques all the time. And if it was like a mass amount of people who were critiquing me on the same issue, like you're wrong on this, I would take it into consideration. But when it's one person over and over and over again who just hates you, it's like, bro, I feel like you're wasting your life more by coming onto my page every single day. Like, go do something constructive with your life, man.
Yeah. Stop being a bigoteer.
Yeah, exactly. I love this word.
Just do something with your life. Worry about your life. Let's bring it back. Individual responsibility. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Stop being angry at others. Worry about your own life. If everyone worried about their own lives, the government, number one, would be afraid, okay? Because people would realize that they need to then they're going to start taking responsibility for their own lives and not trusting the government to do that, trusting mainstream media to do that for them, being told what to think. It's like, dude, goodness sakes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of bigoteers. Hashtag don't be a bigoteer. Hashtag cancel participation trophies. Sorry, go.
Yes. Dude, no. Remember like back in the day when people used to call, or there was like the Mouseketeers or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. That just like reminds me of that. And it's like, it's so funny because like in my adult life now, it just portrays to like racism and now it's bigoteer. And I'm like, oh, I hate being an adult.
I love being an adult.
No, absolutely. I do too, actually. I love it too.
I mean, I live a pretty great life, you know, where I get to speak my opinions on the internet and it somehow works. And then I have my other show is where I play games and people watch me. So it's like,
dude, I know. Isn't it kind of crazy that our whole job is to just like talk in front of a camera? It's just like to talk to people. It's, like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
And I get to talk to really cool people out there. You know, yes, you're on that list. Of course. You know, it's yeah, and shout out to all my guests, and I have some awesome guests that will be joining me. I'm gonna have a Star Wars deep dive coming soon.
Nice.
That one I'm very excited about.
I'll have to watch so I can understand more in depth, you know, when you make Star Wars references.
Yes. So we're gonna be digging in deep, because man, the Star Wars fandom world is pretty intense. It's pretty intense. There's some lovers and some haters of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And also a mix of both that love lots of Star Wars, but hate what it's become. And that's a whole nother story that we're going to get into.
I feel like that's more of a Disney issue than a Star Wars issue.
Good point. It's a good point. Yeah. And, you know, why is that? I mean, it's kind of China. I mean, Chinese influence, you know, that they're, China is basically canceling the new what is the new show that's coming out? The Gold Rings. Hold on. What is it? Let me see.
Gold Rings.
Hold on, I got it somewhere. Where is it? Oh, gosh, I have so many freaking Oh, here we go. The Eternals.
I'm sorry, I'm so tired today. Like I said, all this I've been trying to keep up with all this news and my brain is just like tired by 5 p.m. Okay, Marvel's, what is this?
The Eternals and Shang-Chi might get banned from China.
Why?
Because the original, from what I've gathered from this article, wait, where is it? All right, so the original guy, Shang-Chi, master of Kung Fu, Fu Manchu, I guess is considered offensive. So they renamed the guy the Mandarin, which of course now is also considered, it says it right here, actually. So you change the name. And it's not Fu Manchu anymore. The Mandarin is inherently a character that blackens the image of the Chinese people. So they're just super angry.
It's like, you know, when you go so woke that you just cancel yourself on accident.
That's happening a lot.
It's happening a lot.
That's happening a lot, isn't it?
So much. And I think it's so funny too, because I'm just like, you know, you guys went so crazy that you can't even adhere to your own guidelines. Like when Nancy Pelosi says mother.
Yeah.
And she's like, we need to have gender inclusive language. And then she says mother and father. And you're like, oop.
Like, wait a minute. Well, rules for thee, though, not for me. That's kind of like her go-to. Actually, that's most Democrats' go-to, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Some Republicans, too.
I found this awesome website. I knew about it from last summer. And someone actually posted, I think maybe someone super chatted me yesterday, and I apologize, I don't remember who posted it, but they reminded me about this website. Check this out, chinanever.com.
Nice.
And they research brands and products confirmed to be made in the US, Canada, or Europe. And it's pretty cool. And it's got all sorts of different products that you're looking for if you want to really just go American made or non-China made, which is pretty great. And it just says here, made in China comes at a cost. Workers are not guaranteed a livable wage, safe working environments, or fair hours. Long distance shipping and production standards are disastrous for the environment. N95 masks shortages during COVID-19 has shown our economies are far too dependent on China, not to mention the fact that all of these people that are freaking out about wearing these masks just toss them on the ground and are causing another environmental problem.
Yes.
Jobs and skills are sent overseas as companies chase lower production costs. CEOs are looking for that bottom dollar, awesome end of the year report. And that's where they get the cheapest stuff, is in China. Product quality is not tested the same standards and is usually lower. Yeah, China stuff is usually cheap. Mm-hmm. Shipping can be weeks or months. But I found this great article. They have a few things here. Misleading made in USA labels. It's designed in the USA, made in China with a big, huge American flag. You see how it's in white, the designed in the USA, but made in China. It's like these things are deceiving. Not to mention the whole manipulating Amazon. Now, I kind of talked about this the other day when I found out about this site again, and I wanted to bring it up again. Chinese companies are taking American-made products and making them and then blasting Amazon with all of their China. Do you know 40% of sellers on Amazon are all from China? Okay.
You know, I did realize
old companies.
Yeah, I realized that with a lot of the products that I've been ordering, many of them say made in China. And this is something that I've been noticing quite a bit. And I was like, why are all of these products coming from China? That's interesting. And they don't have, I wish Amazon would do it to where it's like, it tells you if it's really made in the US or if it's made in China.
Yeah, because you never know anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's just pure companies that are selling as the company itself and getting the product in China, 40%. That's not including all of the American companies, European companies that are having their products built in China and sold through their company, right? So the reality is probably significantly worse than this. They're taking American patented inventions and making them the Chinese knockoff version and then totally taking over the complete market. And it's crazy.
Yeah, 100%, dude. The Chinese influence in our country is insane, whether it comes to like our businesses, our corporations. I was reading this other article from Axios the other day where China is spending 500% more to influence American politics than it used to.
Wow.
Which is insane to me because, again, China has so much just open influence in our country at this point. Another article came out about Hunter Biden and his ties to like a Chinese secretary. And it's like, we just can't talk about it. No one really touches the issue. And we kind of just turn a blind eye. And it's like, I don't see this ending well for anybody in America, at least.
I can't stand it. They spent $6 million in 4-5 months between basically leading up to the election. Influencing our media. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. And look at our media now. They're continuing to, like the New York Times, for example, came out with their tweet yesterday. They were like, oh yeah, the Colonial Pipeline was hacked, but there's no food or there's no gas lines at all. There's no gas shortages. And then, you know, we're seeing. Yeah, and it's like, well, I'm pretty sure if you actually go to these gas stations in, you know, North Carolina and all of these eastern states.
Yeah, Virginia got hit really, South Carolina's really bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's really bad, but they're just like, oh, well, we're not going to do real journalism. We're just going to make blanket statements and hope for the best.
Yep.
Hope no one does any real journalism.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So you would have been banned because you would have been going to the gas station.
I know.
You guys run out of gas? And they're like, yep. I saw countless videos of people actually going, being like, Reds. Look at this crazy line. Even here, Nisha was out with the car and I was like, hey, can you just top off the gas if you find off a gas station? Our car was pretty much, we never really use it anyway, but it was pretty much full. And I'm like, nah, just go top it off if you don't mind. And turns out there was a huge freaking a line even here in West Maryland.
Absolutely ridiculous. And then it's funny too, because people are like, oh, well, technically the shortages are just happening because people are panic buying the gas. And it's like, well, also, you know, one of the biggest pipelines that provides gas to the East Coast got cyber hacked and shut down. And our administration basically said it's a private sector issue and they're not going to do anything to help. And our CIA is, again, more focused on their sexuality than helping American businesses. So that's also an issue too.
Washington Post came out with an article blaming Americans, making things worse because people are, this is a, you can't really see it on a wide blurry, but this guy is filling up a gas canister.
Yeah.
It's like an American. So making sure you have an extra gas canister, if gas ends, like, I mean, there's a difference between making sure you're covered. What if this guy has generators that run certain things, or mm-hmm. I don't know, has a family to take care of that he needs to make sure that he's able to do that. It's like individual responsibility. I don't want to be beholden to anyone. Remember the American creed? I think I read it to you a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I would rather have a difficult life but earn it myself than have someone coddle me. Period. Yeah.
And I think, too, it's so interesting just to see how quickly our entire country can be shut down via one cybersecurity hack. And I think people should be very aware of how much control the government does have over our pipelines and over our gas, and how they could really turn it off with the flick of a switch. And where would we all be?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is kind of a huge deal.
Yeah. And everyone's downplaying it.
People are somehow, Washington Post is coming out saying, look at these Americans using extra gas cans to take extra gas. It's like, that's your takeaway? You're not saying, wow, one of our most important infrastructures was attacked by hackers on another continent and they were able to shut it down. Okay. Do people not realize that food gets moved around with gas? Okay. We still use gas for heating. I mean, granted, it's approaching the summertime, so, you know, people, it wasn't that big of a deal. But imagine if there was a gas shortage in the middle of the winter and then suddenly, like, you know, people weren't getting food and it was frozen and you couldn't even go anywhere to get food. It's like, it could have been way worse. But it still remains that we were hacked, and one of our, I think it is the largest pipeline in America right now, got shut down. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
Yeah. And again, don't forget as well that Joe Biden shut down the Keystone Pipeline, which would have exported or would have brought a huge amount of oil here to the U.S. And it's like under Trump, I believe we were the number one exporter of crude oil. And now we're having to buy oil from other countries. I'm pretty sure as well the U.S. could be self-sufficient in regards to the oil that we do have.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at what's happening right now. We're now dependent on other countries. And it's just so crazy to me to listen to the leftist excuses for where we are now, because like you just pointed out, it turns into blaming Americans for the problems, not blaming the fact that we're being attacked by cyber terrorists. And the media then resorts to blaming the American people instead of even asking the administration what they plan on doing about this issue.
And then if you do, they're going to go ahead and attack you also.
Yeah.
Right. You're not allowed to do that. How dare you criticize the president?
Dude. And then also on top of the gas shortages, corn is double the price that it was this time last year.
Wow. Really?
There's a chicken shortage going on right now. Chick-fil-A sauces are also a shortage. They're going to start, regulating the amount of Chick-fil-A sauces you get. There's also shortages in regards to like metals right now. There's a huge supply of things that are just backlogged because one, people aren't willing to go to work, or two, they're still, you know, trying to recover from the economic shutdown. And then, the gas shortages happen. Now we can't get truckers to come and restock these supply shelves of grocery stores. It's it's a big mess on every single front. And I feel like we're being attacked from all angles right now.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts. And we're going to be there. We're going to be paying attention. All right. Let's get into some super chats. We got lots of super chats. Thank you all so much for hanging out and tuning in. Robert Weil says, well, I got my new leg. The video is in the locals. My niece loves it and it doesn't have her name on it. He forgot, but will later. She calls it the Star Wars leg. I love that. Yeah, it's pretty spacey. I saw the video. It looked great, man. She was clearly very excited about it. The Black Blade says, "You're still awesome, always awesome, awesome songs, amazing chat, spin the Newport." Well, it's just Newport, not the Newport. It's the UFO. Although technically, we've identified him. So I don't know if it's accurate to say that it's unidentified because his name is its name is Newport. It's not really. It's
genderless. I was like, wait, whose name is Newport? Is there an alien inside of it? Is that the name of the craft?
The ship. Yeah, the ship itself is named Newport. We did it off based off menthol cigarettes.
That's what I thought that sounded like.
Banned. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mark G says, "That gorgeous face is back again. Happy to see you again, Savannah."
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Backer the Hacker says, "Oh, the guest today isn't a neocon. Nice." Okay.
All right.
Good. Harrison says, "When talking with any journalist, pull a Trump and record it, posting the unedited conversation / interview. I'm not sure if it's legal for me to do that per se."
Do it anyway, Adam. Do it anyway, man.
I may or may not have recorded the entire conversation.
Ooh.
No comment. Graf von Tyrell says, "I am bummed another metal act has been passed up in the Rock Hall. At least Randy Rhoads is still being recognized and Todd Rundgren has been inducted at last." I don't know what this metal act, what you're talking about, Graf von Tyrell. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Rock Hall. I'm clueless there. Mark G says, "The Krigler Show has made me an extremist. I'm extremely caffeinated by Krigler coffee and tell others that they must buy it or suffer bad coffee." Mark G, thank you, buddy.
Always coming in clutch.
That's pretty good, though. I kind of dig that. That's pretty great.
Good pitch.
I like it. I like it. DJ Cogdell says, "I posted a couple videos with Ryan Dawson on your locals community. He's absolutely an expert on the Israeli-Palestine conflict. Hey, Sav." Right on. I did see that. I did see that. Turk Longwell says, "The most extreme, chillest, positive show on YouTube." I like that. I'm gonna post most that somewhere.
Yeah, that is awesome. That I needs love to be that. In your bio somewhere.
Yeah, I want that. I am the most extreme, chillest, positive show on YouTube.
Oh,
something
man.
Pretty amazing about that. Okay. All right. Wait, what? That's hilarious. Let's see here. "You Know You're Wrong gave me $1 for a smiley face. Thank you so much, You Know You're Wrong. I hope you know you're not that wrong because I like your smiley face." Vasidius with a huge super chat. Thank you very much. "Saw the most sure sign of the end of times are upon us. Chick-fil-A has a shortage of Chick-fil-A sauce."
So sad.
"Your mailing address still good? Found something legit you'd appreciate." It is for now. I have taken it off the site, and I do ask that people don't send me anything else. I'll only have it for maybe another month at most. So after today, I would say, you know, I wouldn't use it anymore because it's only a matter of time before I can't. I'm not going to be using that PO box anymore. Andrew says, "I think the government is using human test subjects as reference points for a medical artificial intelligence, like the med bed in the movie Elysium. They already use AI for chest x-ray diagnosis, etc." That was a good movie. Have you seen that, Elysium? Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty good. They have a bed that basically, you know, just scans your whole body and says, "This is wrong with you. This is wrong with you. This is wrong with you." And then, "Are you a citizen of Elysium?" "Yes." "Okay." And then it automatically just fixes every single thing that's wrong with you. It's pretty amazing. It would be incredible if we were able to have that in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Mark G says, "In the Army National Guard, you can become a woman." Cool. All right.
I'm like, okay.
I guess so, right? I mean, as per their rules, anyone can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sectus Gaming says, "Is it finally time for the 69 dice roll? Either way, Newport needs a spin." Unfortunately, not. The driveway was... I haven't been able to get out because the driver was being refinished. So it was, you know, we were unable to take the car. I think it was just finished today. So I can take the car out. I'll probably go tomorrow to get to go to my PO box. Allison says, I work for a company that uses medical AI. It's not replacing doctor, but it's getting pretty good. Yeah, right now. But look at 100 years ago, technology to look at 30 years ago, technology to today. Right.
Yeah,
look at 10 years ago.
Remember last year, too, they did have doctors rolling in on like little robot, you know, like display screens to go talk to their patients. So we are seeing that creep in more and more.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Andrew says, could artificial intelligence cause the Big Bang? I have no idea. That's a question for maybe alien scientists or someone with a, you know, I have no idea. Jake Dog says, I not like masks because I can't see my mummy, Sav.
My virtual dog.
Your virtual dog, of course, says hello.
Always has to come in.
Yep. Jake Berg says, AI is our super subconscious. It can cause anything we choose it to. But the question is, would it be able to choose something we don't choose it to? Like, is there going to be a point where of no return, you know, like the Matrix, where it takes over and just says you're at risk of ruining the planet because you exist. So in order to save you, we must eradicate you. Kind of crazy, you know, like robot movies that have been in the past, you know? Dr. Remulak says, I am an American. The whole world is gut laughing at us. I don't feel safe in my own country. I love what y'all do, Adam, Tim, Savannah, Louder with Crowder, and Alex Jones. I pray for all. God bless. Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that.
So sweet.
Kind words. Andrew says, so the real pandemic starts June 2nd. Cause equals, I can't even say it because it's, I don't want to have those words out there. But it has something to do with something that goes in your arm. Chris Brown says, how dare you have my future ex-wife on the show and not send me a heads up? Krigler, you, fist in the air, you. Love your show, bro. Thank you very much, Chris Brown. I appreciate that.
Future ex-wife. Interesting.
Yeah. All right. That was a little harsh, right? I mean, come on. Gio says, set up a channel on DLive or another site and call it Adam Uncensored. The fact that you can't say things is a wake-up call. Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. And I have a site. It's called Odyssey, and you can go follow me over there. Currently, the name is still Adamcast IRL. I can't figure out how to change it over there. I thought I'd change it to the Krigler Show, but it still says, I don't know why it's still Adamcast, but it is what it is. Mark G says, remember Home Ec, where they try to teach kids to eat good and take care of themselves? Bet dropping that from school curriculum had a negative impact. I had Home Ec. I learned how to cook in school. Did you have Home Ec?
I was homeschooled, so every day was Home Ec.
All right, so yes. we'll go with yes on that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and home ec.
Was,
I mean,
yeah, it was very beneficial. I think that, you know, we have stopped teaching our children like basic life tools. And so look at us now. We're all helpless adults. Well, some of us are, not all of us.
Basic tools for life.
Yeah.
Taxes.
How
being good with your money.
Yeah.
Not wasting it on BS. Planning
for a future. Is how to go vote.
Looking for the future and planning. Making a plan for the future.
Yeah.
Being accountable for your actions. Crazy thoughts. I know. I'm extreme.
Individualism. Get out of here with that. It's too much.
Hey, happy birthday, Kim Lala Joe from the chat crew. Montana Horseman just said, happy birthday, Kim.
Let's go, Kim.
Kim, this spin is for you. Happy birthday. Thank you very much for tuning in all the time. I see you constantly in chat, Kim. Thank you so much for your nonstop support. You are the best. Happy birthday. I hope you've had a wonderful day so far. And I hope the rest of your day is wonderful. Gotta love birthdays. Let's get some happy birthdays in chat for Kim. It's her birthday today. If you are a member, you can spin the UFO in chat. I'm going to drop some UFOs in chat. This is 100% only for Kim. Boom. I just dropped some UFOs. Kim, all of those UFOs are just for you. I wanted you to know that.
So sweet. Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday. Indeed. Let's see. Believe it or not, obesity is not always from eating food. I am obese because of an anxiety med. I went from 150 to 263 in 5 months, and that is not from eating. Now I am struggling to get the weight off. Ah, but you admit that it is unhealthy to be obese. That's all I was saying.
Also, maybe stop taking that medication or try a different medication if it's affecting your body that way.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I wish you well on your fight, because obviously you said you're struggling, but good luck, and you can do it. I believe in you. And make sure that you believe in yourself, because that is the number one thing that you need to be able to do basically anything, is belief in yourself. And you can do it, Robin. Turk Longwell says, another happy birthday for Kim Lala Joe. Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Gotta love the happy birthdays, man. My chat is the best.
Aw.
Gio says, we all censor ourselves now. We are living in 1984 times 100. P.S. Yeah. Savannah, remember Mitt. And then three boxings. Boxing
class. Yeah, don't worry, guys. Don't worry. I'll be at boxing class today.
Keep your mitts up. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Protect that lovely face and mind. Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny because I have headshots tomorrow. And I went to class and I was like, y'all can't, you cannot punch me in the face this week.
You can't punch me in the face.
I was like, y'all can punch me in the face next week, but hit the mitts this week.
Mm-hmm. don't be punching me in the face. No. Well,
no
maybe
black
just
guys
wear
this week.
Can you just wear the face thing?
No one else does. I'd look like a loser, so I just gotta take it.
I would look like a loser. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Adam, I'm never gonna learn if I don't get hit, okay?
True, but you can get hit with a freaking some protector on.
True. I might need one.
I wear a helmet when I skateboard.
That's smart.
Most times.
Most times.
All right, maybe I don't all the time, but I do recently, now that I actually got my helmet back. Anyway.
Good.
There's nothing wrong with it. Chris Brown says, in America, you can say anything you want as long as you back it up. I am 6'5", 230 pounds with an amateur's boxing background. I say as I please. Oh, well, good for you, Chris. I mean, there's a difference between saying it and then being on a platform that your, you know, livelihood relies on at the moment and being banned from it. Because I already have a warning from saying something that I don't even consider far-fetched or crazy. And they did that. So I just have to play my cards smart. I'm being smart about it. I'm not just being like, well, I'm going to keep saying things anyway, which I pretty much am, but I'm being smart about that.
Tactful.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Mark G says, buy Krigler coffee if you want to back that up. Hey, there we go. Thank you, Mark G. Yeah, back it up. Buy some Krigler coffee. Dixon, your face says... funny name. Bigoteer reminds me of the Spanish word for mustache. Bigote. All right, cool. Okay, where I just had a super chat jump. Let me find where that Dixon, that funny name just went. Holy cow, look at all these super chats. Thank you all so much. You guys are fantastic.
So loved.
There you are, face. All right, appreciate it. PETA K says, have you listened to Living on the Edge by Aerosmith? It is striking how relevant it still is. If you can judge a wise man by the color of his skin, then mister, you're a better man than I. Interesting. Yeah, I haven't listened to that song, but I do like Aerosmith. That was one of my first concerts. I believe it was the second concert I ever went to, actually. I saw them in Philadelphia in like 2000 or something.
Dang, don't age yourself, Adam.
Nah, what's up?
Kidding. I said, don't age yourself, Adam. And then I said,
whatever. I'm in my late 30s. I'm happy about it. I'm loving my life.
You're wise, dude. I would love to be in my late 30s, married and with wisdom. I'm over the early 20s. I'm over it.
I love my life, and I wouldn't change any part of it. Mai says, Biden killed another pipeline. It wasn't Russia. And there are a lot of people that are coming out saying that it was an inside job. InfoWars actually just...
I just saw that clip too.
Did you see that?
Yeah, but I was like an actual engineer that called in and said that he had previously worked on that pipeline and they could have gone and they could have just opened the valves up manually and they didn't.
Right.
And I was like,
exactly.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like, wouldn't you say, I alluded to it the first on was it Monday's show? I think Monday's show. I was like, it's kind of weird how the gas's prices were skyrocketing and now they have some sort of a crazy excuse to like, well, it's because the pipeline got hacked. We have no choice. We got to buy it from other countries. It's like you wanted to do that with a TPP. Get out of here.
Yeah.
The city says, for background for your Star Wars deep dive, I cannot recommend enough the Star Wars Empire of Dreams documentary. It is absolutely fantastic. I documenting the creation of the origin trilogy or the original trilogy. Very cool. That is exactly what I am talking about. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out, Vesidius. I appreciate that. Mark G says, Sab needs Krigler coffee. Buy Krigler coffee. Well, I mean, do you drink coffee? Do you like coffee?
I do. They're probably saying that because I yawned in the broadcast. Because like I said, yeah. It's been such a long day. And yeah,
it's okay.
A cup of Krigler coffee before this stream probably would have pepped me up.
Just admit it. Been
exactly what I needed.
I'm not as extreme as they say.
I don't know. The Washington
Post. If
I
was really extreme, you wouldn't be tired.
Adam, the Washington Post is pretty much the most credible newsworthy source. So, I mean, if they say that you're extreme, that's just the truth, unfortunately.
I love Joe Biden. Dr. Fauci is amazing. Anyway, student of history says it all comes from China because China operates like the Borg, the arachnids, the tyrannids, or when you have an itch, what's a few thousand out of a billion? I guess it's the sad, sad truth, isn't it? Dakota Dad, hey, what's up, man? Long time no see. Hey, Adam and Sav, it's been a while since I've donated. Life has been hectic, to put it mildly, but always tried to make sure to support. Glad you're well. One love to everyone. Oh, and happy birthday to Kim Lala Joe. Thank you, Dakota Dad. I do see you in chat, and it's great to see you in Super Chat. Me, thank you very much for that support, and happy birthday again to Kim. I love this community that my chat has become. It's pretty incredible to see.
I know.
So, Mark G says, we have no president, just a selected despot. Oof. Did you see what he said? He was like, oh, I'm not supposed to answer your question, but I can't resist you guys. And it's like, who told you you're not allowed to answer questions?
It's 3 p.m. I got to go to bed now, guys.
You're the president of the United States. You have some questions. If they have questions, if you want to answer them, you go answer them. You don't say, I'm not supposed to do it. It's like, dude, that's not funny. That's embarrassing. You realize other countries are looking at that and being like, what do you think he meant by that? He's not supposed to answer questions. Clearly, America is not, the leader isn't supposed to take questions.
Yeah.
Ugh, bro. It's pretty ridiculous.
100%.
Ramashaw says, but it's Trump's fault, right? Everything. Anything and everything. I'm still seeing articles writing about how things are Trump's fault.
Oh, me too. And I'm still seeing articles attacking his family too. And I'm like, he's out of office. Like, y'all are seriously so thirsty for clicks and views that you're going back to attacking Trump because Biden's so boring and no one knows what he's doing anyway.
They're fearful of his return. They fear him returning. Pardon me. They fear him returning to power. They fear him maintaining his hold on a huge populace of America right now.
Yeah, he's very popular.
He still has it. People are still dying to know what he's talking about, what he's going to do. They keep asking him, are you going to run in 2024? And he's like, he was talking to Candace Owens. She's like,
can I be your vice president?
Did you hear that?
She said that. So funny.
He's like, you would absolutely do a great job. I'm not gonna say anything. And I'm like, oh, snaps. That would be an awesome ticket. I would like that.
That would just be straight power in the White House.
Robert Shaw says, use those stim checks to buy a Tesla. Who can afford a Tesla with a stim check?
For real. Go buy crypto with it at least. Really? Or maybe some ammo.
Come on. Or super
Tesla.
Chat me and tell me how to buy a Tesla with a stim check, because I want to know.
Discount code.
Student of history says, so Joe killed the Keystone, Colonial got hacked, and further, Whitler shut down another line from Canada to the Midland refineries. My God, welcome to the beginning of hard times. Great Depression coming in hot. Oof. Yeah. And Whitmer stopped that line from Canada into Michigan. It's just crazy. Just forget energy independent.
Dude.
Let that go.
It's just, it's really sad to watch all of the politicians just completely destroy our country. Like, we were so prosperous. We were doing so well. I was just, again, I was thinking about how our gas used to be $1.50. And I was like, that is so crazy cheap. And I'm like, bro, why is this $3?
I know. I saw $1.70, which, I mean, $1.50 is really cheap. But you live in Texas, so that's not really surprising to me.
I was surprised it even got that low. I was like, am I living in the, 1990s right now? Like, when was gas ever this cheap?
Mm-hmm. I saw 62 cents in my life in New Jersey in, 1996.
That's crazy.
62 cents a gallon. Crazy cheap. Dang. That's nuts. But yeah, it was $2 5 months ago. Now it's $3.
Dude, I want to buy a new car, and I really my dream car is a Camaro or a Challenger.
Don't do it.
Not with the gas prices now. Nope, nope. My dreams are crushed. Thanks again, Joe Biden, for ruining my life.
Yeah. I love my car. Got a Subaru.
Nice, very fuel efficient, I'd imagine.
It is, yeah. I got the a hybrid, but and it's pretty cool. It goes silent when I go slow enough, and I could just creep silently. It's nice.
That's
Jake
cool.
Jake Dog, has official fact checker on show. Are you my official fact checker?
I guess so. Me and Elijah's last episode, Elijah came out and said that his wife said that he was a credible source, and so he deemed himself a fact checker because, in today's society, that's basically all you have to do to be a credible fact checker. Yeah, I'm a fact checker now.
I declare bankruptcy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I declare fact checking. So we're official fact checkers now. Just so you know, Adam, I'm pretty much funny. A big deal now. So
yeah. You're a big deal, You're a big deal.
What can I say?
Robert Shaw says, wait, we are all extremists? Adam extremists? Yes, that's true. Since you watch my show, you have now become an extremist per Washington Post.
Yeah.
But as we heard our fact checker over here, Washington Post is the most credible source of news on the internet.
So credible. I am not joking.
Your
in the
face says
kiss.
Everything. Let's see. Graf Ontario says the metal band in question is Iron Maiden. Oh, what did they get screwed over for something? And it's Iron Maiden. Wait, what? I don't know. I don't know much about what's going on. I be ripping them. Good to see you, man. Haven't seen you in a while. Why is Sav always ignoring my super chat about farts? What are you talking about? Is he super chatting you and you're not reading them?
I guess so. I don't know. Sometimes I do miss super chats because I'm just bad at reading them. I've tried to get to every single one. So if I'm ignoring your super chat about farts, sorry.
This sounds like excuses.
I guess.
I'd be ripping them. I will always read your super chats, sir. Always.
Oh, man. Okay, Adam.
Says, wait, before, oh, wait, what? You got
to
go?
Before we get to the next super chat, I do have to go. I'm sorry, guys. I got class, but thank you for having me, Adam. I love coming on Wednesdays, and I'll be back next week.
Sounds good. All right, Savannah, have fun in boxing.
Thanks, Adam. Bye, guys.
Keep your mitts up. Remember.
Mitts up, guys.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Well, she has to go boxing and she got to do her thing. So let's continue. Mark G says he's returned. The air has been too clean lately. Wait, who's he? Oh, I be ripping him, of course. Mark Robichaud says, man, it stinks in here now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Doesn't mean they're stinky farts, right? Not all farts need to be stinky, right? I mean, who knows? Who knows? Gio says, roll me a 9. Okay, guys, first dice roll of the day. It is a 9. Whoa! Congratulations. I don't have anything to give away, Gio, but you absolutely just won the dice game the most coolest way possible. I am going to spin the UFO for you. That's right. Let's get a bangarang in chat. Very, very awesome. That's cool. Congratulations, Gio. Everyone, give some congratulations over to Gio. If you are a member, you can actually spam the UFO in chat. I'm going to do it right now. Spamming the UFO because that is really cool. Gotta love it. Congratulations, Gio. All right. Mark Robichaud says, if an AI made an AI, would it still be an AI? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because we created it. So it would have been a creation of a creation that we created. So yes, I think. I don't know. Allison says, lots of restrictions on primary reads in medicine for now. We use the AI to do secondary reads / try to catch misses currently. Fascinating / spooky. Well, it's only a matter of time before they take over completely, right? Robichaud says, ask Joe Biden, who made the universe? Is he that old? Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Andrew says, I think COVID is mind control over virus immunity, democide 19. AI in numerical alphabet equals artificial intelligence, global democide, jab. I hope I don't get in trouble for even saying that, but who knows? Yeah, if you're right there. Bruno says, I'm sick of this hyper-focused race obsession, woke atmosphere, so I'm thinking of making comics that make fun of it all, might use locals to publish. Dude, Bruno, do it, please. I am 100% with you. They're so obsessed with race. It's insanity. They think that it is everything. It's ridiculous. Acoustic Theory says, we need After Hours with Adam Krigler on an uncensored platform. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't really have the time for it. But who knows? Robichaud says, is Sav an AI or is she real? I don't know. She's gone. Maybe she knew this question was going to appear and dipped out. She was like, I got to bounce before that answer or that question comes up and I have to answer for it. Mr. Paul R. says, how about a roll the die custom emoji? Savannah makes any host great. I agree. She's fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Paul R. And then he, of course, spams some of the coolest ones. The smash the like button, which if you haven't done by now, you absolutely should go smash. And also, please subscribe. Please do. That really helps. And sharing my videos absolutely help my channel grow. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. And I am working on a custom dice emoji and also a guitar. Someone requested a guitar, so I'm going to do a guitar and a dice for the dice game, you know, because you got to. Awakened says, Alberta, Canada has a court order to arrest and detain anyone who protests the lockdown, especially Christian ministers, totally illegal. In fact, they did arrest that guy. Didn't they arrest a minister because he was telling people to go to church? It's ridiculous. Look, I'm not religious, but that's ridiculous. All right? You should be able to go worship where you worship, you know? It's ridiculous. Philanthropist says nothing. Thank you for that super chat though. RG Merkel, it's my birthday too. Happy birthday, Kim. Oh man, we got another birthday. You guys know what to do. Spam some happy birthdays for RG Merkel and definitely spam that UFO. If you guys are members, if you're members, you can spam the UFO right now. Happy birthday, RG Merkel. Thank you for all your support over the past 7 or 8 months that I've been doing my show. These spins are for you, my friend. Thank you very much and happy birthday. Yes, please spam happy birthdays in chat for both Kim and RG Merkel. I didn't know that we had two birthdays for some chat regulars, so that's fantastic. Stefan Luna says, every time Savannah smiles, a lib falls down or up some stairs. Hopefully this works for one more stair fall. Adam, you're the man. Thank you very much, Stefan. I'm sorry that Savannah has already gone. She's got boxing on Wednesday nights, and she was late last week because we were just going through the super chat. So she had to bounce a little early. So unfortunately, philanthropist, message retracted. Thank you for that super chat, though. Robichaud says, since I became a dad, my bod has evolved. Okay, cool. Well, you're truly becoming a dad, right? Isn't that how it works? My goodness, where did we go? I just had to start. There we go. The Black Blade says, the Krigler show should be renamed Captain Krigler and the Bigoteers. No. I don't have Bigoteers on my show. And also, it's Commodore. All right. I am not a captain. I am a Commodore. Commodore Krigler. All right. Get it right, the Black Blade. I am the Commodore Krigler. Robert Shaw says, Sav, learn the Dempsey role in boxing. Okay, Sav, maybe you should go watch the Super Chat. You know what? I'll tell her to go to the part where she left and just watch the rest of the Super Chats, because it feels like she needs to know, right? Robin says, yes, I have stopped taking the anxiety med, Savannah. Obesity is very unhealthy. I was just saying obesity can be caused by more than just food. I won't give up on the weightless. Thank you, Adam. Robin, awesome. It's all about a state of mind, and it feels like you're ready to tackle this. Good for you. Awesome. Mavis says, this gas thing better be fixed by Monday. I'm supposed to drive to Florida from New York. Ooh. Yeah, that would be rough. I have read that they are planning on, they actually have turned back on like the system for the pipeline, but it will take a couple days for, you know, the gas to filter to the gas stations and things to return to normal. F-2020 part two. My goodness, yeah. Mark Robichaud says, bigoteer versus bigotarian. Bigotarian. It's pretty good. I like that too. Mark Robichaud says, every long weekend in Australia, the gas prices rise. Ugh, sucks. Robichaud says, CCP skin is so thin, the scientists are baffled. Wow. Dinnerman says, for your Star Wars deep dive, John Milius, student film Planes, is where George got the idea on how to film the X-Way scenes, allegedly worth looking into. Okay, I will look that up, because I am definitely going to do that. Mark Robichaud says, I'd rather have Putin in the White House right now. Oof, bro. Robichaud again says, bro, you save them up and come on, man. What are you talking about there? I'm not sure. James says, the way to buy a Tesla with stimulus checks is you buy crypto. It goes up 500%. Then you get Tesla with it. I'd rather buy property. Robichaud says, or ask Biden since he wants more electric cars. I am a fact checker. Thank you, Robichaud. I appreciate that. Jason Von Voorhees says, happy birthday to RG Merkel as well. Roll a 17. Wouldn't that be crazy if it was a 17? It wasn't. It's not a 17, but the dice has been rolled. So now you guys can officially be a part of the game. It's been rolled. I've been watching for you guys. Dinnerman says, I bought a Challenger. It's worth it. I've smoked my buddy's Camaro multiple times. I actually have a all-wheel drive Subaru WRX. It's a 2002. I love that car, and I'm gonna turn it into a rally car. That's my plan with it anywhere. I'm a big fan. AA, got it. It is one. Congratulations, AA. I always see you in chat. Thank you very much for always being here for me and for my show. And congratulations, you won the dice game. You won absolutely nothing, but save it up for something nice. Let's see. Dinner. Oh, Robert Shaw says, Washington Post is actually trash. I can confirm. Yes, we know. We were joking. Robin Cosby became a member. Oh, thank you, Robin. Thank you for becoming a member. I do appreciate that. You can now spam the UFO in chat, which I just love doing. I'm about to spam it because why not? I could spam it. I can also smash the like button in chat, smashing the like button. And I got all these other fun ones that you can do also, because those are fun. I just had a super chat jump. Acoustic Theory says the left are masters at coming up with the prerogative, or wait, imperative label. I don't know how to say that word. What is that? Hold on. I'm going to find out how to say this word, because I want to say it correctly. Pejorative, disparaging or belittling. Ah, okay. Interesting. Label for, so they're good at, they're masters at coming up with a belittling label. I don't know if I'm saying this word correctly, but for something, and then making the label stick through their media control. Good point. They are master bigoteers. Student of History says both incorrect. Toyota Hilux is the superior option. They're good for carrying the family and home repair equipment for to apparently anti-tank weapons. I don't know what that is. The Toyota Hilux. Let's look at this. The Toyota Hilux. Let's see. What does this thing look like? Oh, that's pretty cool looking, actually. Hold on, let me. Oh, I don't have my normal screen share on. There we go. So it's kind of like a Toyota truck. I like Toyota. They're very very good cars. I was actually, when I was getting a car, it was either between a Toyota and a Subaru, and I ended up getting a Subaru. So, cool. Mark Robershaw says, yes, Hilux is perfect. It can win wars if it beats tanks. Wow, that's cool. What is it? How is it beating tanks? That's pretty cool. Cougar Kitty says, happy birthday, Kim Lalajoe. Yes, I love this. Mark Robershaw says, it is not my birthday today. Cool. KBTV says, rolling blackouts? Now, in 2021, we bring you rolling back pipelines. Oh my gosh. What's next, right? Dinner Mints says, Adam, you shall ride shiny and chrome forever. You are awaited. Well, thank you, Dinner Mints. That sounds fantastic. Hey, Oz, the man behind the screen says, hey, Adam, hope you're well. Advice for Bruno, if you want to make comics, just do it. Boom. The longer you wait, the harder it is to start. Trust me, my comic, Phoenix Rising, is the most satisfying project I've done. So get on it. You heard it, Bruno. The only thing you can do is start. That's it. Mark Robershaw says, Chad used the Hilux to defeat Libya. Yeah, it's true. All right, right on. Well, everybody, that is my show. Thank you for tuning in to The Krigler Show. I will be back tomorrow at 6:30. Hopefully, Carlin will be joining me. Last week, she had something she had to take care of, but hopefully she can join me because she's great. And I will be on later tonight on my Twitch channel, Twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. Really easy to find me if you want to come and hang out and watch me play video games with the homies. You guys all have a wonderful night, and I will see you all next time. All right, good night, people.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.